Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Ooh. You know, it frustrates me that, you know, I have dreams. You know, I came to Hollywood with dreams. I'm a high-functioning person. You know, I got a college degree because I struggled too much in music and getting into the entertainment industry. But look, I didn't even get one chance, you know. Well, anyway, what I want to tell you is good to go for dreams because they're positive, you know, but not to be around dream killers or insanity. I had the misfortune and luck to deal with people who are insane. So I had somebody who followed me 18 years ago who kept saying that she heard me bragging about getting a home 18 years ago, which is almost 20. That's sick. And it's somebody I don't know. I don't want that person coming around me because I consider that person very sick. They live on the street or whatever, live nearby me. You know, those are not the type of people. I mean, one of them thought I was retarded. And they often, it requires these homeless people or these people to seek a psychiatrist because I do believe that they're going to be locked up in a hospital sooner or later. I don't deal with people who are like that, who don't know basic common sense or who can't move on from nearly two decades, because 18 years is two decades. It's almost two decades. Okay? They have to have somebody get involved. I don't deal with people who don't understand reality or if they're doing it to press my buttons for 18 years. You know, restraining orders and stuff, but one of them have said that they called the radio station to KOS and made up stories to probably prevent my song. I thought that was evil. Well, anyway. Dream killers have to be stayed away or insane people or any type of negative person or with a mental problem like I just mentioned. It is no excuse to try to take away my dream to be in Hollywood music industry or so on. The excuses they make, they say, oh, I ain't working enough, or lies, I'm disabled, or I'm too disabled to make a song, or I'm not the owner of my songs, or all that. That is all bullshit. That's negative. That's evil. That's a dream killer. That's an evil, dangerous person. If you're talented and you got a dream, go for it. Unfortunately, there are so many talented people who don't get that chance. We just had a talented person named Taylor Hawkins who was on too many drugs and taking antidepressants, so he must suffer from some mental health issue dealing with the press or had a drug problem and died. He got the chance. Unfortunately, he died. A lot of artists are struggling with drug issues as well as mental health issues. Millions. It's very common. So being an artist is very difficult undertaking, whether you're a singer, actor, etc. So I hope they realize that, you know, I'm an artist and I know exactly what these people go through. I'm glad I don't take drugs because it would have made my life, how bad it has been, it would have been worse if I had taken addicted to drugs or et cetera. When I say that, it's very difficult to be an artist. And that's somebody who made it, as opposed to somebody who's struggling like me. And to listen to somebody say, oh, I'm not well enough, I didn't write my songs, I'm just doing it for a hobby, or I didn't earn it. All that is a bunch of bullshit. That's an evil, deranged, dangerous person. It's a dream killer. Negative. It's nothing but evil. What's the bottom line of this? I listen to that all the time. All those same evil excuses. Just that they're jealous of me. They don't want me to make it. Or they have some mental illness, like mental problem, which they do. Because if they didn't have a mental problem or illness, they wouldn't be saying those things. They would have moved on and wrote their own music and not try to hinder me or my ambitions, because they don't have the capacity to move on straighten out their life. That's what decent people or well people do. They try to do things on their own and they move on. They don't target other people or harass people. Only the sick and the dangerous do that. As I said, I dealt with somebody who was not well enough to understand it. I would never come across or deal with directly or indirectly. 18 years is a very long time. Well, anyway, I dealt with other insanity. Like somebody said, they're going to get money from something I own. I don't have much money, but they can't get nothing if they don't know me or they if I didn't sign anything, unless they commit fraud, because they're going to go to jail for forgery or some kind of crime. But it's important for me to keep away from insanity. I'm surprised that the mental health community, a therapist or hospitals, haven't gotten involved, or police, because these people need help. Anyway, at the same time, these same people question my mental health, my motives. My mental health is fine because I don't go around targeting somebody I don't know or try to hinder somebody who's more talented than me for several years. Okay, I don't try to hinder someone's potential or say things to not make them make it, because I'm not an evil or dangerous or narcissist or a sociopath. I'm not someone who belongs, be locked up or have trouble with the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen who knows basic common sense on how to deal with people. I have to be nice to people regardless if I know them or not. And strangers, I have to respect strangers and even people I know boundaries. I don't go up to people. I keep to myself. I can have my own opinions. I let people be, and I want people to let me be. I don't want no insanity around me. Insanity is craziness or people making saying things that don't pertain to reality or putting me down for no reason or putting down my talent. I mean, if they don't have talent or the ability to do things, then they should seek a psychiatrist. As I said, someone who went 18 years, 19 years, 20 years, seriously need help. They are in desperate, dire straits. And, you know, if someone joke around about it, it's still crazy, you know. Unfortunately, while most people are like me who mind their business, there are people in a society, no matter where you are, who do very sick stuff or who are unfortunately dangerous, and we have to keep away from them. So we have to keep safe and make sure that the law get involved. But for me, it's important for me to know that. As I said, positive people, positive consequences. Because negative people take dreams away. Evil people take people's dreams away. Okay? They go to prison. They go, you know, you don't hang out with that. Or whoever background of that. But even though I say the things I do and it's true, I know people have their own motives. I was told that I could not reason with evil, and I'm not going to. Evil is evil, period. There's no thinking about it, because when someone's evil or cold, they're going to do it anyway until they get caught or have the law get involved. So I leave it there. But for me, I have to go for my dreams. I have to figure a way to get control of my life, because my life has been limited. I didn't get that chance to be in the music industry. I made so many concessions and I sacrificed a lot to get there over the years. As I get older, I had to be more practical, because the risk-taking was when I was younger. I didn't get to that dream. But to hear somebody say, oh, they don't want me to make it, I don't need to hear that. Being an artist is hard enough. Being an artiste is very difficult. In fact, I question my judgment about going for an artist had I known how hard it is, because a lot of artists struggle. They really do. Even if they do get successful, it's very difficult to be an artiste. Just like I told you about Taylor Hawkins and the many rock stars and movie stars who passed away prematurely because of overdoses and or because of, you know, suicide and so on, because of how hard it is. I'm one of those artists who are still struggling and never got any recognition. And one of the reasons, dealing with crazy people who don't know anything about what I'm doing, but who are so out of touch that they need to get in the hospital. And these same people say, it's me. I'm fine. I'm mentally fine. Because they can say all the negativity or false allegations about my health, because if any of those things were proven, I would have been in the hospital a long time ago, and that's not going to happen. What I mean by a long time ago, I would have been in the hospital 5 years ago, 7 years ago, and I am well enough to understand reality. I did suffer mental health issues from dealing with trauma and craziness, but I'm fine because I'm strong enough to withstand a lot of things. But it's very hard. It's very hard to deal with something that the law and people should have been involved in the beginning 18 years ago or recently. But for me, I had to keep safe, you know, so I don't become a statistic or a victim or so on. And it's for me to stay safe and not to let a dream killer stop me from achieving my goals. You know, it's important for me to go for those dreams and to be positive and to stay healthy mentally and physically. It is not for me to have to deal with anything that don't pertain to common sense. You know, it's true that they hinder me, saying lies about me and trying to prevent me from making a recording with this guy named Dave Waterbury. I don't know if it's true or not. And I have to ignore that. They're saying things that don't pertain to reality. And saying they got money from my song. All that is evil, because that's dream killing. That is no excuse. Say they got money through fraud or forgery. I believe that they just make up stories to press my buttons. And that in itself is sick. Because they're adults. Do adults act like children on a long-term basis? It's important for me to recognize what is maturity and what is sanity. Sanity is staying safe and knowing how to respect others and aware of my surroundings. I have to be aware and to know that if I see something that just don't pertain, that don't know how to fit with stability, like some of these people, they need somebody outside help to get involved. It's important for me to stay safe, because when I deal with people directly, which is the right way to deal with people, you can't deal with somebody you don't know and come up to them who you don't know and say things. I mean, that don't make sense. But anyway, sanity is important. Just having basic common sense. Just trying to stay stable. Continue my dreams. Don't let the dream killer stop me. Because these dream killers didn't just say they wanted to take my dreams away. They actually went to call people to try to hinder them from coming. Dreams, like, they don't want me to be a lawyer, or doctor, and they even call people. That's how evil and deranged that is. So it's important that if you have a dream, don't let the dream killer stop you. I have to go for those dreams. It's also important for me to stay stable, hang around good people, not criminals, habitual criminals, and people who just continue to commit crimes, or people who are not well enough and who do evil things. It's important for us to know what's right and wrong, because that surely makes the difference. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.